Folks, I received a phone call this morning that was a conversation I've been wanting to have for a long time, because I am very much for unity in the movement, the 9/11 Truth Movement. And as all movements, folks, all religions, all parties, political parties, there's diversity. There's always diversity, and it's been no different in our movement. And 5 years out, folks, you know, we've had far too many differences of opinion that have been divisive, and we've had misunderstandings, miscommunications. You know why? Because we're human. We are kind of short on some of those skills, but that's okay, because we can correct anything that needs to be corrected. And I think that's the intentionality we have to have, because, folks, the eyes of the world are on us. Just like Sanders said, the State Department issued a decree pretty much saying the 9/11 Truth Movement is a danger. You know, they're to be opposed. They're to be suppressed. So unity is our answer. And it's not that hard to be unified, because we all agree on the single fact that the attacks of 9/11 was a self-inflicted, state-sponsored, false flag terror attack that waged war on the American people and the peoples of the world. So, what we need to do as a movement is promote unity, promote understanding within the differences of opinion that exist, because we're all, you know, individuals, researchers, lay people. We don't have the resources of CNN and Times, New York Times, who should have done the investigation and has failed to, and has failed the American people and the peoples of the world. And so what I want to do is bring up an individual who has done an awful lot of hard work, investigative work, and is got his own radio show, The Power Hour. He's put out one of the most recognized DVDs, documentaries, and he's a passionate servant for the truth, and knows the necessity for cracking the case of 9/11. Please bring up Dave Von Kleist.
Thank you. I know we're all hungry. We all want to go eat and take this break. So I'm not going to take a whole lot of time, but I'm going to quote a couple of cliches, and hopefully they will all hit home. Eleanor Roosevelt made the following statement. She said, "Great minds discuss ideas, average minds discuss events, and small minds discuss people." With this in mind, I'm going to go back to the release of 9/11 in plain sight. How many folks have seen the video? Almost all of you, okay? How many, I know we probably don't have a handful. How many Power Hour listeners do we have out there? A few of you. Go to thepowerhour.com. I think you'll like what you hear. But on the release of 9/11 in plain sight, the first thing that happened is we posted our website, 911inplainsight.com. And that came out about a month before the release of the actual film. Well, some individuals found it necessary to write a review of this particular documentary effort before it was even released. And there were attacks being made against myself and William Lewis. They were saying that we used doctored photographs, manipulated footage, and dubbed voices, and it was all a bunch of conspiracy, wacko, extremist stuff that was designed to discredit the entire 9/11 movement. And unfortunately, there are what I call keyboard commandos out there. Folks on the internet, they got their email, and they get a juicy piece of information. Ooh, ooh, whoa, I got to forward this out to 500,000 people on my email list. And off it goes. And all of this gossiping goes on, and all this finger-pointing goes on, and I got kind of sick of it last year. Because people kept coming back and says, "Oh, you're some sort of a government agent, aren't you? You know, misinformation guy." So at a conference down in Tampa, Florida, I was addressing this particular issue, and I said, you know, those kind of folks out there are going to turn the 9/11 truth movement into a 9/11 bowel movement because some of them are just full of stuff. Well, of course, the word got out. Oh, Von Kleist says the 9/11 truth movement is a bowel movement. Wait a minute. You've all seen the 9/11 in plain sight video. Did I or did I not, at the end of the video, in the bonus footage, make the statement that we all have got to come together, leave your pride and your ego at the door, let's all bring our puzzle pieces together, throw them on the table, yours are big, mine are small, but it doesn't make any difference, because all the puzzle pieces are necessary to get the big picture. Leave your ego and your pride at the door, and let's work together. Now, I am here to apologize for anybody who took offense for that comment about the 9/11 truth movement. I certainly didn't mean to create any divisiveness or any division or any animosity. Why would I do that? It would be a crazy thing to do. So if there are people out there that took offense to that, please understand it, my sincere apologies are offered to you. But I'm also just as sincere, and I am passionate on our radio show to pound down the idea that divided we fall. What part of united we stand can we not cognate? Let's use the War of the Worlds scenario. Here comes an alien species from outer space with a design to wipe out every man, woman, and child on the face of the planet. And as we all run to the battlefield to defend what we've got left, I jump into a foxhole, and on my right, I've got a Jew and a Muslim, and on my left, I've got a gay and a black and a Puerto Rican. And I can't work with you because you're Jewish. I can't work with you because you're gay, or you're black, or you're pro-choice, or you're pro-gun. Guess what, folks? While we're busy arguing about semantics, racial color, and religious beliefs, the aliens come up and go, and we're all gone. We've got to put our differences aside. I don't care if you're gay. I don't care if you're black or Muslim or Jew, and some folks want to make an issue of that. Well, that's another issue. We're here for one issue. Just like Billy Crystal was told by Jack Palance in the movie City Slickers, it's one thing. 9/11 is the thing. Yes, we have valid arguments about the Federal Reserve, and Jim Mars' research is invaluable. All of the people that are contributing, all of the information is invaluable. But we can't get distracted, and we cannot get divided over petty differences. He said, she said, finger pointing, and rash accusations and empty charges. Don't be a keyboard commando. Don't be a keyboard commando. When you see or hear an accusatory finger, it's time to look at the finger instead of the direction it's pointing. Let's find out what the agenda is, because we do have a common enemy. And I will tell you that the biggest enemy in my mind, having been involved in the media for over 30 years and working at two affiliate network stations up in Connecticut, I will tell you that there will come a day when the truth comes out that there will be a long line of people who will gleefully and joyfully pay cash money to have the opportunity to spit on the graves of the likes of Bill O'Reilly, of Sean Hannity, of Wolf Blister, and all of the other mainstream media moguls who are perpetuating the lies when they know better. Now, I know those are rough words, folks, but just like Jim was saying, there is only one real sin that cannot be forgiven, and that's when you perpetuate the lie. Now, the political spectrum is not linear. There's no such thing as extreme left or extreme right, folks. It's not conservative versus liberal. It's not Democrat versus Republican. It's not right versus left. It's right versus wrong. And that's all we need to know. So with that, folks, I applaud your all being here. I applaud your activism, because our unborn great-grandchildren will either curse our complacency or they will applaud our activism, and it's as simple as that. Let's stay busy and leave all the bickering behind us, folks. That time is done. Let's get to it.